But I'm looking forward to what he has for us tonight. Amen. Amen. And you pray for him. Pray God touch him and use him. Give him freedom and liberty. Amen. Hold me him if you need to. Just don't go to sleep. Amen. Amen. But we appreciate you being here, and you pray for the man of God.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Can I get some? Well, if you enjoyed that singing tonight, somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm glad it's under the blood. I was raised a Church of Christ boy. At 12 years old, they told me if I'd be baptized, it'd wash away my sin. But that didn't work. I got a lot better story to tell than that tonight. I'm glad it's under the blood. I believe in water baptism, but I think a feller ought to get saved before he gets baptized. And boy, I sure do thank him for the day that he come to my house. Boy, wasn't the choir a blessing. And boy, wasn't the special singing just wonderful. Thank God I'm a soldier. I'm glad Brother Leonard wrote that song. It's under the blood. Man, I'm just glad to be here tonight. I know many of you have worked hard today, but I'm glad you've made the effort to be here. I appreciate the good Spirit of God. I appreciate folks that still wanting to go in the old way. And somebody said, well, you can't build a church that way no more. Well, I know a few boys still trying. And it's still a working. And I'm glad of that tonight. If you have a Bible this evening, if you would and can, let's stand and honor the reading of the Word of God. Mr. Soundman, if you'd help me with some volume tonight, I would be grateful. I'd ask that all the pastors would pray for me tonight. God, listen to me. God's not looking for celebrities. God's just looking for some men that are minding. And I want to be so sensitive that if He says not to preach, then we don't preach. If He says run, let's just run. But whatever we do, long as He's in it, it'll be right. Amen. And I'm here to glorify God. I'm here to try to be a blessing to you tonight. I appreciate these men and the accommodations. I appreciate the good food this evening. Man, you just can't beat country cooking. Amen. Well, the book of Numbers, chapter number 21 this evening. I'm glad that I hold the copy of the Word of God. I'm glad I don't need a new Bible tonight. My Bible don't talk about a young woman. It talks about a virgin woman. Big difference. Boy, I tell you, we don't need another Bible. We just need to get into this. Apply it to our lives. Could I help a preacher tonight? I try to feel like my ministry is geared toward pastors maybe a good bit. But you ain't got to have a mean spirit preaching right. This book will get the job done. Numbers 21. And when King Arad the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel, took some of them prisoners. And so Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, Thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I'll utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel. I'd love to help our country right there about an hour tonight. Let me tell you, honey, it ain't about Syria. It's about Israel. You listen, them folks been killing each other since Abraham come on the scene. There ain't no sense sending our young'uns over there and bringing them back in a box. But let me tell you, when they lift their hand toward Israel, it'd do our leadership to know this Bible says they God's chosen people. And so we better be on God's side. And if we're on God's side, we'll be on the side of Israel. I like this, and the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel. Ain't you glad we got a God that can hear tonight? I was eating in a restaurant the other evening. Down there where I was eating, they had a little brass potbelly-looking feller on their counter. That was their God. And I got to thinking, Brother Allen, I'm glad that you can't put my God in a box and take him back home with you. I'm glad we got a God that listens to it. Glad we got a God that reaches to it. Glad we got, has anybody got a God that's alive to it? Does anybody come to listen from their God tonight? Has anybody come to talk to their God? Because He's a listening. Oh, I'm glad you're a God that's a listening. Just because you ain't talking don't mean you ain't listening. Matter of fact, He's proved to be more God to me when He wasn't talking. Somebody said, well, salvation ain't feeling. Well, honey, you didn't get what I got. That's how I'm feeling Him right now. You say, how you know He got up out of the grave? Because He's up in here tonight. You say, how you know all that's real? Because religion ain't done this to me.
All right, preacher. Yeah, glory, glory.
I feel Him in the bosom of my heart.
Yeah.
The Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. He said, some of y'all boys that can do it on a high cymbal said, let her rip for the glory of God.
Yeah.
Them loud trumpets. I'm one of them loud trumpets. He said, but you that just want to praise Him on the harp, that'll be all right too. Just be sure you praise Him. Don't let these fellas running around tear your nerves up tonight. That was going on years ago, and it's still, matter of fact, Psalms 150 said, be okay, do a holy dance. That'd tear some of y'all's Baptist doctrine up, wouldn't it? Somebody said, well, now I don't go for all that shout. Well, the first Baptist preacher believed in it. He said, behold, the Lamb of God taketh away the sin of the world. Y'all may well be seated. There's a rabbit got up. Go on, sit down tonight. I love rabbit, don't y'all? I love fried rabbit. Praise God. I tell you what's wrong with our country. We've quit eating out of brush piles and fence rows anymore. I had a mama loved to sew. I'd go out and I'd kill a rabbit and come home and we'd skin it. She had one of them old hickory butcher knives, you know, and she'd cut his back and we'd pull opposite directions and she'd skin that rabbit and she'd cut him up and then put on some white milk gravy and some cat head. Lord Jesus, I'm ready to eat tonight. Man, you talking about my mama fry a rabbit in that black skillet, that white, did I tell you she could make white milk gravy? Boy, she'd put black pepper on there, praise the Lord. That's my kind of living tonight. Some of you done got so highfalutin, you think that chicken comes the way Kroger sells it to you. Boy, I'm telling you, he said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And young'uns, Lord, I'm feeling home tonight. It's going to get dangerous. I'm glad the Lord loves us. Y'all ever thought about where we'd been if the Lord hadn't loved us? You ever thought about the times when He ought to throw the towel in on you, but He didn't? Oh, He loves us so much. Oh, He loves us. If it ever dawns on you how He's loved you. I got three little old grandyoungins. They've turned my world upside down. God loved us so much. He didn't only love us, but He, watch this. This is past my figure now. He gave His Son so we could get to where He was. In spite of who we are and what we is doing, He loved us. Oh. And He hearkened His ear. Does anybody need this God to lean over heaven tonight and pay you some special attention? It may do you good to say something to Him. He may be waiting in to hear from you tonight. Glad I got a God that can hear. Glad I got a God can handle. I like what the Hebrew boys did. They said, hey, y'all going to the party? Said, no, we ain't going. Y'all ain't got the right music to play it. He said, well, let me ask y'all something. He said, if you ain't a-going, said, here tell it, the king's got something waiting on you. And I love what they said. He said, well, I won't let y'all know. Our God's able. But if not, I'm going to keep preaching anyhow. And if not, I ain't getting the drama team down there where I pastor. Look out. Watch out. Don't make me get mean tonight. But if not, we're going to go with what we've been doing all the time. We're going with our last orders. It ain't no sense in changing now. What worked back yonder still works today. For He is the Lord. And He changes not. I love Him. I love y'all. I don't see how, but I do. Ain't it a blessing to be in a family where we love? And watch this, ain't no biggins, ain't no littlin'. We all stand even yonder at the foot of the cross. If If you'd just give me a few minutes tonight, that I want to give an invitation, share my heart with you. Out of Numbers chapter number 21, one of the greatest passages in the book of Numbers. The children of Israel had just been led out of bondage by Egypt. They was under one of the most unruly rulers known unto man, Pharaoh. The Bible said, verse number 4, they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, and said, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel, they died. And therefore the people came to Moses and said, now we've sinned, for we've spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that He take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, now make thee a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. Shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole. Come to pass, if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. I'm interested tonight in verse number 9. The Bible said, and Moses made a serpent of brass. And if any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And I want to preach to you just a few minutes on this topic. One look is all it took. One look is all it took. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for bloody Calvary. Thank you for these folks that have sung tonight. Thank you, Lord, for these people that's come to camp meeting. Now, Lord, only you can bless the people. Would you help me tonight to be a blessing? Would you use me and talk through me, and anything you wouldn't want me to say tonight, just don't even let it come to my mind. Help me. I need you. Send the Holy Ghost that He would make much of your darling son. Help us tonight. I'm a needy preacher and I love you. In Christ's name I pray. And for Christ's sake I ask you, amen and amen. Now, notice, first of all, in verse number 4, there is a detour. The Bible said, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Now, you'll notice this detour. Well, I've noticed serving God, sometimes He will let you go around the long way of life. I'll give you some good advice if you're going to be writing the plans out for your life, young people. Be sure to write it down in a pencil, because you'll be erasing a few of them. I notice there's a sovereign God in heaven that He directs the affairs of His people. I will remind you tonight that our sovereign God that rules and reigns, and yet man has decision. Do you hear me tonight? We are not robots. We all have wills. But yet there's a sovereign God that is so good. That is so good to us. And let me go on and tell you this right quick. The God of this Bible will allow some hurt to come in your life, but He will never harm you. There's a lot of people you thought you was going to get to go the direction you was going, but life has seemed like it's dealt to you an unfair hand. There's times in pastoring, Brother Jeff, I've not had the answers to give to my families that were weeping and that were wailing. But I want to tell you this tonight. We have a God in heaven that never lets anything come by His throne unless He sanctions it. I'm glad I can pillow my head tonight and glad there's somebody in charge beside me. How many times have you noticed that, God, I'm glad you didn't answer that prayer? I think when we get to heaven, we're going to praise Him for a million years for the things we never even did, that we know what He did when we wasn't looking. God's a-doing a lot when we ain't a-looking. Matter of fact, it's no accident you got here tonight. And many times in our life has given us a detour. These children were traveling on a direct route, and all of a sudden there was a king stepped in their path. I don't know about you, friend, but there's been some big obstacles step in my life that I could not go over, so God had me to go around. But I'm going to tell you, every step I've took, I'm going to report into you tonight, it's been worth every mile. Thank God. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that loves His children and orchestrates the affairs of His people. Detour. And then you'll notice there's discouragement. All of a sudden on this detour, the people got discouraged. Be careful. Be careful when people have the mentality where they seem like they can't even get out of the bed in the day. Because let me remind you, we've got a devil that's still discouraging God's people. Hey, tonight, if you've got a pastor here, you ought to thank God that you've got a man of God. And you ought to not be going against him. You ought to be a praying for him. Because if he's discouraged, that's the hardest thing that a man can ever overcome. Or a woman or a boy or a girl can overcome is discouragement. Brother Allen, I heard the tale and I thought it was pretty good. There was a man got out, and he got out at a yard sale, and he landed right at the devil's house. He looked out in the yard, and Brother Jeff, he had a big bag there, and he said, "All of my tools for sale." He looked around, and he walked up to one, and he looked, and it had a price. There was the tool of discord. Had a price on that. The devil loves discord. Then there was another tool there of dishonor. He loves to use that. There was a tool there of danger. He loves to put that in our way. And as a man was plundering through the yard, he noticed that the devil was leaned up against his chair and he had an instrument leaned up against his lap. He walked up to him and he said, "Hey, devil, I've noticed all these tools and your bags open and you've got them all for sale. But I wonder what's that one you've got on your leg and you don't have a price on." Brother Allen, you know what he said? He said that simply the tool of discouragement. Because if I keep discouragement, I can keep anybody from doing anything. But I'm glad there's a God in heaven tonight that can take care of all of our discouragement. Leads me to my third point. Not only do you find detour and discouragement, but thirdly, you find now discontentment. The people were much discouraged because of the way, and they begin, number one, to complain about providence. their God. Their God. You see, it's real easy to blame God on what's happening. But that's not the truth. We ought to look at ourselves and simply blame ourselves. Because let me tell you, God has not harmed nobody in that. God has been good to us. God has blessed us in a generation like no other generation has ever been blessed. We have things. We have gold. We have silver. We have the greatest church building, the greatest pews, the greatest cathedrals, but we ain't got a lot of God. Don't blame providence on your disgruntledness. God knows what we need. My wife says I'm a little prone to whine. Brother Graham, I'm facing something next week that you both have faced once, and I've got to face it again. I'm not looking forward to this surgery. And my wife reminds me, now listen, you're not the only one that hurts. Anybody live with a wife, tell you how it is. You go to the back door on Sunday and say, how's the preaching? She said, it'd been better if you'd studied. You go to the back door and say, hon, how's the preaching? She said it was too long. That kind of wife will help you, friend. People say, well, now, you know, don't worry about that, Pastor. That's just minor surgery. Well, you know the difference in major surgery and minor surgery. You see, minor surgery is when somebody else having it. Major surgery is when you having it. So they was disgruntled. They was discontent about providence. Number two, they were discontent about their preacher. They not only talked about the God, but they talked about his man. Can I tell you tonight, God didn't put a preacher in your life to hurt you. Amen. He put a preacher in your life to help you. Amen. And he can't. Let me ask y'all something. Would they be air one of you go to the doctor tomorrow with a real problem and he come out and say, well, I'm not going to tell you the truth that'll help you. I'm going to tell you something else. Wouldn't you change doctors? Well, if you got a preacher who won't tell you the truth, I'd change preachers. Somebody say amen right there. Y'all look like you need some preaching in the back tonight. Now, I want to remind y'all something that'll help you with your preacher. It'll help you where you go to church. Now, y'all always remember this. Your preacher didn't write this Bible. He just reads out of it. And some of us just read louder than others. So don't get out of sort with your preacher. Love your preacher. What a blessing to have a real preacher. I'm talking about a preacher that'll love on you and a preacher that'll go out on a Saturday and get in the altar and pray for you and try to find the mind of God for your service on Sunday. Oh, you just don't know how blessed you are to have men of God that'll hold a King James Bible, be filled with the Holy Ghost, and try to keep your youngins out of hell tonight. We got a generation dying and going to hell that know nothing about old time religion because ain't nobody taught them nothing about it. And you ought to thank God if you've got you a real man of God. You ought to pray for him. Lord, let me get on that preacher's wife real quick. Some of y'all look at me like a calf at a new gate. But let me tell you something tonight. That preacher's wife, y'all ought to just throw a party for her next Sunday night. some of y'all. Is there anybody in the building got a coach pocketbook? Any young ladies got a coach pocketbook? Anybody? No, nobody in the Carolinas have a coach pocketbook? Boy, George, that's all they carry. That and 45. Somebody say amen. Boy, you know, right here, can I borrow that right there just a minute? That don't match real good, but I'll borrow it just a minute. You know, wouldn't that be a blessing if you really helped the preacher's wife and give her something nice this weekend? Said, you know, we appreciate you being by the man of God. We just want to be a blessing to you. And you know, everybody sees us preachers just sort of like a picture frame with a picture in. But you don't see what's a prop in that picture up, do you? Boy, my little old wife, 33 years tonight. Been married this Christmas, 34. What a joy. What a joy to preach to people and have a wife that'll love me and love my people that I preach to. Is anybody glad they got him a good preacher at the church? Oh, he's been so good. There's young man here. Brother Josh, stand up, son. Stand up, listen to me. How old are you, son? 21. There's a young man still carrying a King James Bible. Yep. Interested in sinners. And interested in God's people. Let me tell y'all something. I know a lot of the patriarchs of our faith, they in heaven tonight. But God still got some of his young'uns scattered all across this. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. He still got some of his men back over here that we'll never know who they are. But at the judgment seat, they'll be given more than the big names on the marquees tonight. I love God's men. And I ain't come here to fight with every one of you. I've come here to help you. And like mountain folks, I've come to scotch for you. Last I read in that book, we're laborers together. Laborers together. There's so many flocks here together tonight. We ought to have one goal and one mission in mind. That's to exalt our Lord Jesus first and foremost in everything we do and preach the gospel to sinners that's lost and undone without God. And fellas, if we're going to do something, we better be doing it. We're going home. Detour. Discouragement. Anybody discouraged? Discouragement comes to everybody. Help us to not be discouraged. Discontentment. Be careful who we're talking about. Now look at discovery. What a preacher. Verse number 6. This may surprise some of you. He said, and the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. They bit the people, and much people of Israel died. I say this and get along because I preached on it last night too long. But you remember when them planes flew in our towers? And the liberal crowd said, y'all bunch of people haters, you say that God's a God of wrath and God allowed that. Well, sure God allowed that. Isn't that something? In the 50s or 60s, we didn't see that going on in our country. But we took the prayer out of schools. We've killed 55 million babies. We've legalized homosexuality that God says is an abortion. No wonder God is withdrawing His hand from here. He has no other option. He says all nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. That's in our Bible. That's not a hating gospel. That's balanced gospel. there is discovery. God sent these fiery serpents or snakes. But verse 7, now, Brother Allen, look at demonstration. What a demonstration. You know what they done? The people came to Moses and said, we've sinned. Isn't it amazing God has to do something drastic before we repent? You think things are bad for you now, you just get out of line. By the way, I forgot a point I wanted to share with you. I wrote it down over there. They was complaining about Providence and about their preacher, and they was complaining about provisions. They said this light bread. Let me tell you, it wasn't the food they was getting, it was their appetite. God is so good, Brother Jeff, and they come out of them tents of the morning, looked like it snowed. And they picked it up, manna from heaven. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, and men did eat angels' food and was filled to the full. See, it's not our it's not what God's feeding us, it's our appetite. But demonstration. You know, it's hard. I'm going to close now. I'm just going to be real human with you a minute, and I'm going to give an invitation. Brother Jeff, you be thinking about what you want to do tonight, Pastor, on invitation. It's hard to be good to somebody when they've been ugly to you. But what a demonstration of a leader. If I got mad at every person that said something about me or done something, I wouldn't be pastoring many. People will hurt you, won't they? You know what I've noticed, y'all? It ain't what they call you, it's what you answer to. A demonstration. Moses had a great conscience. An old Puritan writer that I was reading behind talked about a conscience. He said, a conscience is God's watchdog of the soul. I'm reminded a good verse to live by that I'd like to leave it with you tonight. It's found over in the book of Acts. I wish you would underline it and go back to it from time to time. In Acts 24 and 16, Paul said, and herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. God's watchdog of the soul is the conscience. And I don't like it when he's barking. I want to be right with you, Brother Jeff. I want to be right with my neighbor and my church. And you're not going to get no help till you get right with God and then get right with your neighbor. Moses forget. We're never no more like God when we forgive. Can I ask somebody something? Have you ever done something to God and He forgave you? The Bible said, forgive one another as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be careful. Be careful right here. Now I got two more points and now I'm done. I'm trying my best to get y'all gone. I'm trying. Be careful when people come from your churches down the altar and you say, well, y'all getting what you deserve. I wonder what we deserve. I mean, I really wonder what we deserve. There's demonstration. What a leader, fellas. Can I tell you, our churches are never going no further than where we lead them. Demonstration. Boy, I'm glad we've had some people that could be an example to us. Thank God for the people He's put in your life to be an example. And now, not only this demonstration, but you'll notice now direction in verse 8. And I want to give you this nugget. Then I'm going to give you the last point, then altar call. The Bible said in verse number 8, here's direction. And the Lord said to Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that's bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Now there is simply direction. Now watch this. Here's the nugget I seen. The law wasn't going to fix them because God was talking to the law. It's going to take grace to fix us. I'm all about doing right, living right, dressing right, and spitting white. I'm for all of that. But what about them folks that don't know nothing about it? What about them folks that got saved over yonder in the pool room and them deep places? Matter of fact, God said in Job, He said, hey, devil, where you been? He said, I've been walking to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it. I found out he goes in some low places. And they some low folks down there in that low living. But what if they come into your church Sunday and they don't look like you and smell like you? We better remember this in our independent churches. We better not get our doors too narrow. Because let me tell you, Jesus ain't never, ever cleaned our fish till He caught it first. Now we that are older, we know better. But these young'uns, we to love on them. When your young'uns spilt something on the carpet and fell, you didn't kick them out the house. Love on them. Well, that didn't go over too good. Maybe this last thing will work. You give direction. Then, preacher, lastly, you know what we see? There's decision. He said, all that looked, lived. I like that term there. He said, and whoever. I'm glad it's a whosoever gospel.
That's right, preacher.
He said, any one of you, if you'd just look my way, it'd cure what's wrong with you. One look's all it took. I remember I was, like I said, I was raised in religion. Man come to my house on a Saturday. I'm glad, Brother Allen, we got a missionary-minded God. Germans had shot his legs out from under him. He limped up to my house, and some of y'all won't like this, but I can't help it. I was sitting there rolling up the devil's potion, all I knowed to do. Getting high and forgetting about all my troubles till I come down, and there they all was again. And I heard the gravel rustling. I looked out, and there come that old soldier. He come in my house. God is my witness. I took that bag of weed I was rolling, and I throwed it on the couch cushion. And that old preacher, Brother Jeff, come in, and he sat right down on top of my devil and told me about the dearest friend I've ever had. He didn't tell me to cut my hair. He didn't even tell me to get rid of them Marlboros there on the coffee table. Tell you what he did tell me, son. He said this word. I never forgot what the Holy Ghost does. Far as I know, the Holy Ghost had never dealt with me to that morning in that trailer. He said, are you saved? And it's just like you poured gas down my neck. The old preacher left. Guess what? God stayed. And that Sunday morning, I went down there to his little old church. He's a preaching at. I said, about where you are. I don't know what he preached. But I know he said, if you'd come,
And when I did this, everything in my life changed. It all changed. And listen, what we're doing on invitation, Brother Jeff, what we're doing. Come on to the instrument, hon. Just mind him. Won't you just play? This Christmas morning, I'll be starting 20 years with the people that's loved me, cared about me. There's been times, fellas, I've gotten so discouraged. There's been times people, they's put their mouth on me and my family. But I tell you what's always cured me. Just one look. It's all it took. But you come tonight, sinner, if you've never been saved, He loves you so. He died for you. And He lifted His Son to take all of our sin. And if you just look by faith, He would save you by grace tonight. A weary soldier, just maybe you need to take one more look before we go home. Say, God, You died yonder for me, and I'm going to live for You. I need some help tonight. And oh, God, do something for me and my family and my church. Our sister's going to sing. Would you just open up your heart tonight and come unto the Lord, whatever you need. I guarantee you one look is all it took. Would you trust Him with what you need tonight and come as my sister sings? Boy, if you need help for your life, come on to the Lord. He loves us so. Oh, He loves us so tonight. Some of you, you've got a preacher here. You know what you ought to do? You ought to get up out of your seats tonight. You ought to go to your man of God and say, I'm glad that God put you in my life. You ought to go to that preacher's wife, ladies. You ought to love on her for the glory of God. Say, we're glad God sent you to us. Why don't we just mind the Lord tonight? Get rid of our religion and our pride. Why don't we just let our hair down and go to church tonight? Love one another, Jesus said. They will know that you're my disciples if you have love one for another. You'll never go wrong doing right, friend. You young people ought to get up and go to Granny. Go to Granddaddy, tell them, boy, you're glad they in your life. Some of you ought to go to your preacher. You say, well, it's camp meeting. Well, have camp meeting then. Just mind the Lord tonight. Boy, you can get some help if you mind.
Sweet relief.
Oh God, I will pray.
Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. spring.